Mr. Helbiger, now I became a clinic node on Candace Potter. Candace, C-A-N-D-A-C-E, last name Potter, P-O-T-T-E-R. Birthday, 7/26/80, dictation 11/15. Patient presents with multiple complaints here with mother. Including legs locking, unable to walk, dragging right foot. That's really getting worse. Since last office, feeling like she can't, quote, function well. Her nurse, patient has allergies to Flexeril, Ativan, and Imitrex. Medications, see list. Past medical history, see chart. Surgical history, see chart. Present illness, primarily feeling worse with increased pain, arms and legs. Also with trouble thinking and talking, worried about multiple sclerosis with history of a cousin dying from multiple sclerosis, review of symptoms, questionable pressure, ears, and slight sore throat for the past few days. With questionable drainage. Physical exam, general appearance, patient in moderate distress, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat within normal limits, neck supple without masses, lungs clear, auscultation, percussion, heart rhythm without murmur to gallop, abdomen soft without ganymede or tenderness, back scan extremities neurologically grossing and without abnormality. Patient has stat strep, urinalysis performed today, revealing presence of large amount of hematuria with trace ketones. States that she has a history of multiple kidney stones in the left kidney, small, told that they would pass in before. Thinks blood in the urine from kidney stone. Patient given Toradol 60 milligrams IM with moderate improvement in symptoms. diagnoses before, diabetic neuropathy, hypertension, depression, anxiety, possible kidney stones, overactive bladder, ulcerative colitis, irritable bowel syndrome, patient is referred. Patient was advised to seek neurological consultation for concerns about multiple sclerosis with diffuse symptomatology. Was placed on baclofen as a muscle relaxant. Also was given Cipro 500 milligrams for possible urinary tract kidney infection. Given Zofran for nausea and vomiting, which she's taken in the past. To continue other regular medications. Advised to call insurance company to try and obtain name of neurologist that she would be able to see under her insurance. The follow-up in the future is as needed. Needs to call in 3 days, the follow-up in 3 days, if not better, as well as to follow up on urine culture to confirm findings. Evaluation neurologist in the near future to rule out multiple sclerosis or other demyelinating type diseases that might be contributing to her symptomatology. Thank you, Dr. Halvedere.